This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump held a meeting at the White House for American pastor Andrew Brunson, who returned to the U.S. after being detained in Turkey for 2 years. Brunson at one point prayed with the president.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom in how to lead this country into righteousness.
President Trump thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for the return of Brunson, who was freed Friday by a Turkish court. Trump noted the U.S. did not negotiate an agreement with Turkey for Brunson's release. The release of Brunson marked the end of a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations Washington called baseless. During that same meeting, President Trump was asked about what actions he will take now that Turkey has implicated the Saudi government in the disappearance of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi, especially if it is determined that he was murdered.
We're looking into it very seriously. Turkey is looking into it at a very high level, at the highest level. And so is Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're going to get back, and they have been getting back. And I know Mike's been dealing with them. John's been dealing with them. But in terms of the order of $110 billion, think of that, $110 billion, all they're going to do is give it to other countries. And I think that would be very foolish for our country. But there are other things we can do that will be very severe.
A group of 15 Saudi men is reported to have flown into Istanbul the day that Khashoggi went to a consulate. Media reports say the men were in consulate when Khashoggi was there. They stayed at the consulate for a few hours and then took flights back to Saudi Arabia, but Khashoggi never came out.